World Sport from the BBC. Hello, this is Richard Padula. Coming up, the world number three and home favourite Andy Murray cruises into the fourth round of Wimbledon.
Two match points for Murray to book his place in the second week of Wimbledon once again. He serves from the far end towards the roll box end. He serves with an ace. He finishes it off with that terrific performance.
South Africa tame the Lions with the last kick of the game.
He's kicked it long high. He's got the distance. It's over! The final whistle goes, and with the last kick of the match, for an outrageous penalty, and South Africa have won the second test and the series.
And the doctor, Valentino Rossi, claims his 100th MotoGP victory. But first, Venus Williams and Andy Murray are through to the fourth round of Wimbledon. But a 17-year-old qualifier from the United States created the biggest shock of the championship so far by knocking out the women's number 6 seed. Watching the action at the All England Club was the BBC's Aaron Armstrong.
Bad weather threatened to halt Andy Murray's progress through to the last 16, more than his opponent Victor Troicki ever did on Saturday. But as it has done for the whole first week here at Wimbledon, the rain detoured around SW19, robbing the organisers once again of the opportunity to show off their brand new roof. That mattered little to the number 3 seed, to whom the result, no matter how it's achieved, is key.
All you have to do is win. I don't mind if I play terrible as long as I come through. So I have to give myself, an A for coming through the first week. And, each win's a big one here. And, I'm going to have to play better next week if I want to come home with the title.
Before that match, the centre court crowds are treated to an exhibition of big serving from the player known as A-Rod. Andy Roddick dished up 33 aces, the last of which came on match point to defeat his good friend Jürgen Meltzer of Austria in 4 sets. Roddick plays Thomas Berdych next, and victory in the fourth round will open up the possibility of an intriguing match against Leighton Hewitt in the quarter-finals, after the Australian cruised past Germany's Philipp Petzschner to reach the last 16 for the 6th consecutive year.
It's not an easy achievement. Yeah, you can't win the Grand Slam in the first week, you can only lose it. So you just got to find a way to get through the first 3 rounds and put yourself in a position to be here in the second week. And with jaws opening up, you never know what might happen.
Hewitt's considered to be a veteran on the tour these days, but even he's got a few years on Germany's Tommy Haas, whose match against Marin Cilic was suspended on Friday night at 6-6 in the final set. The 31-year-old came back on Saturday to win at 10-8, but didn't appreciate losing an extra day of rest.
I don't know why they don't have any lights here, just in case, to finish matches off. Maybe that's something they can do in the future, but this is the way it is, and you have to come back. This never happened before to me, that I start playing at 6-0 on the 5th. It's another thing. I think actually you should have a tiebreak at 6-0 on the 5th, like at the US Open. I think all the Grand Slams should do that. It's my personal opinion, because when you already play so much tennis and you're out there for 4.5 hours, you just play a tiebreak and see who's better.
The challenge of the former world number one Jelena Jankovic melted away in soaring temperatures to provide the tournament's biggest upset, losing out to Melanie Udin of the United States, who just a few weeks ago saved 2 match points to remain in the qualifying rounds. The 17-year-old says she pretended it was just like any other match rather than the biggest of her young life.
I went out there and actually did really well with just thinking that she was any other player and it was any other match and I was at any other tournament, not on like the biggest stage at Wimbledon playing my first top 10 player. And I think I handled it really well.
There were no such problems for the defending champion Venus Williams, who knocked out Carla Suarez Navarro in straight sets and will now meet Anna Ivanovic in the fourth round. The women's top seed Dinara Safina and the 2006 champion Amelie Mauresmo meet for a place in the last 16 on Monday, but the French Open champion Svetlana Kuznetsova is out, losing in straight sets to Germany's Sabina Liski.
Aaron Armstrong reporting from Wimbledon. On to rugby union, and South Africa have won the 3 test series against the British and Irish Lions. The Springboks took an unassailable lead in the series after winning 28-25 in Pretoria. The BBC's Ian Robertson was watching the action.
The Lions had to suffer a heartbreaking finish to the test series when Mornay Steyn kicked a penalty with the very last kick of the match to give South Africa victory. It was a harsh way to end, and the Lions will be bitterly disappointed. The Lions played magnificently in the first half and led 16-8. Stephen Jones dropped a goal, kicked 2 penalties and converted a great try by Rob Carney. For South Africa, J.B. Peterson got a try and Frans Steyn kicked a penalty. Jones kicked 3 more penalties in the second half, the last of these to bring the team's level at 25-all after Jacques Fourie had scored a converted try for the Springboks. The Lions lost both centres and both props in the second half. They also lost the match and the series.
So, Mornay Steyn clinches the series with the last kick of the game and says victory against the Lions has been a long time coming.
Yes, I think we've been waiting for 12 years for this, and it was a hard test today. We were behind most of the game, and at the end we pulled it through, and just I think that's we're going to remember it now for another 12 years.
You've put a knife through the heart of so many British and Irish supporters. Any words?
No, I told the guys that I think that's the best strike I've ever had on any kick, and it was a vital one, so I'm very glad.
There were two other rugby union international matches played on Saturday. Matt Gitto scored all of Australia's points as they defeated France 22-6 at the Olympic Stadium in Sydney. And in Christchurch, New Zealand defeated Italy 27-6 at Lancaster Park. On to motorcycling, and the Italian rider Valentino Rossi claimed his 100th career win by taking the chequered flag at the Dutch MotoGP. The 8-time world champion beat his Yamaha teammate Jorge Lorenzo, with Australia's Casey Stoner a third on his Ducati. Nick Harris reports.
Rossi at his absolute supreme as he celebrated his 100th Grand Prix victory with a 96,000 crowd that will remember this very special day for many years to come. This 100th win was what Rossi is all about. Domination of the race from almost the start, special celebrations at the finish that included pictures of his previous 99 Grand Prix victories, and already looking forward to the next battle at Laguna Seca in California in just 8 days' time. The 30-year-old Italian was simply too fast for the opposition, headed by teammate Jorge Lorenzo and the Ducati of Casey Stoner in the 26-lap race. He now leads the world championship from Lorenzo by 5 points, with Stoner again suffering from a stomach bug, 9 points adrift. And little did we realise 13 years ago at Brno in the Czech Republic that we'd witnessed the first of Rossi's 100 Grand Prix victories and the start of a career the greatest motorcycle racer the world has ever seen.
And Rossi is clearly delighted at reaching the landmark of 100 victories and says doing it on the circuit at Assen made it even more special.
I'm so happy because it's for sure a great achievement, so important. Also, when I arrived to 70, I say, 100 is not impossible, but this is a special place for sure, because Assen is the place with more history behind. And also my father won here with 250. And this is the University of Motorcycle, no? Arrived to 100 is fantastic. And also after a perfect race.
On to football, and on Sunday, the United States will be hoping to cause another upset when they take on Brazil in the final of the Confederations Cup. Brazil could win a record third title, but this is new ground for the USA. They shocked Spain in the semi-final, and coach Bob Bradley hopes there's more to come.
In our history, our national team has had some important and very good victories, but we have not won a major competition. We've won the Gold Cup, which is the championship of CONCACAF, and obviously that's the reason we're here. But to win now a major competition where you play against the likes of Spain and Brazil and Italy and Egypt would be incredibly special.
Finally, the 51-year-old golfer Bernard Langer is in contention to become the oldest ever winner on the European Tour. He's in second place going into the final round of the International Open in Munich. South Africa's Retief Hoessen currently leads 2 shots clear of the German. Before we go, a reminder that Venus Williams and Andy Murray are through to the fourth round of Wimbledon, but Malali Udin, a 17-year-old qualifier from the United States, created the biggest shock at the championship so far by beating the former world number one, Yelena Yankovic. And that's the latest